It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now from the financial guys is Mike Lomas. And Mike, obviously you deal with money all the time. And the first general question I would have to ask you is, one of the complaints that I hear from people I know who have moved to Florida is, wow, wasn't quite prepared for the homeowner's rates. Wow, wasn't really prepared for the automobile insurance rates. So at the end of the day, bottom line analysis, how does one really make out moving from New York State to Florida?
Hey, thanks, Tom, for having me. I could call back at 5:30, too. I was good up until 6, so whatever works for you guys.
No, this is cool.
But just to answer your question, you know, here's the biggest thing I see. You know, not only I'm a business owner, but I happen to own a money management business, right, an investment firm. And so, you know, business owners are going to come to my team and say, here's what I want you to do with the money. And if they're starting a new business or buying a new business, you know, we're going to see the cash flow of all that. And the people that are leaving New York are you know, the biggest hurt are the business owners. You know, we're talking about car insurance, right? But if you're making $1 million a year and giving $100,000 or 10% of that to the state, you know, you can buy a lot of cars with $100,000 a year, right? You can buy a lot of property with $100,000 a year. And so whether people like to hear this or not, the risk takers are the ones that have cash. You know, I mean, we see this all the time. They're making $1 million and they want to do more and they want to, that's just the nature of the beast. And so, you know, they're the ones that are moving down there. You mentioned a bunch of names before. Golisano. Do you really think Golisano cares about whether his Jeep is $1,000 or $3,000 a year to insure? But every business from there on out is going to be headquartered out of, well, I think he's out of Naples now, right? And so, you know, up until pre-COVID, by the way, Florida was a way cheaper place. Property values were cheaper. Property taxes, by the way, are still cheaper, about 42% less than New York State. But, you know, COVID, obviously. And I think, you know, a lot of business owners and a lot of risk takers really got a good look at what New York was all about. You know, when we were fighting about whether chicken wings are an actual meal and Florida was wide open, I can tell you that a lot of business owners just said, Mike, Glenn, financial guy team, I've had it. I don't own a restaurant right now. I don't own a gym, but what's next? And so you saw this massive shift. Now, a lot of people were telling me, well, it's because people can work from home and the weather. I can tell you a lot of our folks that left were not about the weather. They do not like, you know, 100% humidity and 85, you know, to 90 degrees in August there, but they were just so sick of how New York handled that COVID. And you just, I mean, look at the shift. I mean, we had millions of people leave Illinois and New York and California. I own property down there. I got to tell you, my house, two doors down from my house, they're from San Francisco. And they just said they were just so disgusted with, you know, the constant government involvement that it wasn't about the weather for them. They loved the weather in San Francisco. It was about leaving where they felt welcome. And so that's what we're seeing. It's the big, you know, the bigger money. And again, you want to run a restaurant. Well, you know, where are you going to have more opportunities? Somewhere where people are, business owners are leaving and opening up new restaurants, or here where they're fighting to just get back to where they were pre-COVID?
Now, I want to visit this. I mean, there are so many issues that popped up because I'm going to tell you that most of my listeners are not making $1 million a year.
But can I comment on that though, real quick?
No,
sorry,
the point,
I'm going to cut you off.
No, the point that I want to get to is, in the long term for New York State, when you have so many high-income earners who are leaving New York State for places like Florida, well, guess what? The money that those people had been paying in income taxes and other taxes is not going to be there, and you've got to make it up somehow. I guarantee they're not going to cut spending, Mike, so the people who are left behind... The people who are left behind are going to have to be the ones blowing into the air mattress to keep it afloat.
Yeah, I can tell you that most of our clients don't make $1 million a year, right? I mean, we have a huge presence in Western New York. Our headquarters is here. We're from here. They're not making $1 million a year. But I can tell you this, a lot of them are working for companies started by somebody who did make $1 million a year, who did sell that company for $10 million. I mean, that's the other transaction we're missing here. I can tell you, I hear this story all the time. I'm lining my company up to be sold, and I'm going to move down to Florida. So I'm there for a year or two. So when I do sell this company, I'm not giving the 10% of the $5 million that I sell this company to New York State, right? And so every time that shift happens, it's that movement of risk. And whether people liberals beat us up all the time, oh, well, I don't make $1 million a year. No, but you might want to work for somebody who does, right? You might want to work for a pizzeria, and that pizzeria might be started with somebody who is making $1 million a year. And so that shift in that level of risk, you know, money is just like water. It's going to go where it's welcome. And it's been welcome down in the state of Florida. It has not been welcome here.
And, well, hey. Mike, I've never worked for a poor person who is able to write me a paycheck. Obviously.
Well, and it's the same argument on a federal level, right? They say, well, you know, we're going to have tax cuts for the poor. Let me let you in on a little secret: the poor don't pay taxes. They
Bingo.
Don't. You know, they don't pay it. They don't pay them in New York. They don't pay them on a federal level. They don't pay taxes. So when I hear Harris say she's going to give a tax cut to the poor, like, okay, how many tax cuts can we give to the poor when they're paying zero and they're already getting money from the federal government?
Well, they get dinged in some respects. I mean, nobody is immune from sales taxes, right? I mean, there is some contribution that is being made, but nothing compared to what the middle class is socked with.
To your point, a sales tax on average is about 6% in the state of Florida, about 9% here, and I know it's more expensive in New York City, but there's another 3-4%. So I hear car insurance, and I know the property values have gone up. I think they've gone up too much in the state of Florida. You know, there's a lot of people leaving there, but it was just such a massive rush. You know, you're talking about millions of people leaving these left-wing states and moving there for freedom, and it drove the property values way up, probably too high. I mean,
I was lucky enough. Supply and demand. I mean, Mike, I'm glad we got you on when we did, actually, because I'm realizing, speaking with you, that we have a lot more ground to cover, and we also want to take phone calls from people who want your expert financial advice on their situation and what makes the most sense for you. And what we've been talking about, and this show is one of these organic shows that kind of took on a life of its own, and all the topics I'd written down, sometimes it happens where something just kind of takes off, and I'm willing to go down unthought of roads with you. Started off with Andy Parker talking about the hurricane in Florida, Milton, which will make landfall at some point tomorrow, probably when we're on the air, or shortly thereafter, probably when David is on the air. And then started to talk to you about... For many years, the idea was, hey, let's move to Florida because we're going to get better weather. We're going to save money when it comes to no state income tax in Florida, plus lower taxation for property, lower school taxes, etc. But one of the downsides that I've heard from people, some of whom have moved back to Western New York from Florida, is, Tom, what you would save in your income taxes is going to be eaten up by property taxes and by automobile taxes. And even though the sales tax is lower, you've got to work it out in your own mind. And I'm talking to you here. You got to work out in your own mind exactly what are your priorities in life. And I'm going to have Tanner put Mike Lomas back up here on News Radio 930 WBEN so we can take calls for Mike Lomas at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So talking about the taxes and... Mike, we did a show within the past couple of weeks about school taxes, and I live in the Williamsville Central School District, and I have a 1,500-square-foot home. It's a very modest establishment. It's not exactly Wayne Manor, let's put it that way, and mm-hmm. open up the school tax bill, $3,200. I thought they were going to have to take me back to Buffalo General, and a very dear friend of mine got dinged for about three times that for which I was dinged. What is the property and school tax situation in Florida?
It's about 42% lower per 100,000, but here's the catch. The property values, as we were talking about, have gone up quite a bit, right? So a house that was, you know, $500,000 is now $1.5 million. And well, we've been saying it's the price of freedom. People are willing to pay three times what they did 4 or 5 years ago. Now, properties have gone up here, but you know, property taxes around here are out of control. And you mentioned something before. You're talking about people leaving the state. 30% of the top taxpayers have left in the last 3 years. Who do you think is going to be left paying that bill? It's going to be us, right? It's going to be higher school taxes, higher property taxes. You know, and you just said, they're never going to cut spending. It's so true. We know that. We've all been through this, you know. And unfortunately, not only are the risk takers leaving, but the people that politically think more fiscally conservative are leaving, and they're not voting anymore. And some of them are leaving 6 months in a day, but to leave 6 months in a day, it means you're now voting in Florida. You're not voting right here. Now, fortunately, they've turned Florida into a red, red state. A lot of people don't realize this, but Florida 5 or 6 years ago was slightly more blue than it was red. It is now red, red. So that's a good thing. But when I hear it's cheaper, I think cheaper to be in New York State, I think, well, it is for some people. There's a lot of welfare here. And there's a lot of government handouts. You know, the health care is cheaper here. It's better here. But for low-income people, you can qualify for some of the healthy New York and stuff like that. They don't have that in Florida. But again, when you're looking for jobs, the risk takers, it's not even close. They're saying, I'm not paying another penny to New York State. I'm so sick of spending the extra 10% and covering the bills, and I'm opening up the next pizzeria down there. I'm opening up the next widget factory down there.
And you know, there's so much to talk about. I'm actually glad we got you on early, because a half hour would not have been enough time. Mike Lomas is going to be here with us until 6 o'clock. He will send me his bill after the program. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm a realist about these things. If you have questions about your situation that can be concisely asked, Mike Lomas is going to be here to answer them. I've also got a million questions for Mike, because, look, this Florida hurricane situation may have gotten you to thinking about, geez, we'd planned on retiring to Florida, but do we really want to be 67 years old and running out from the paths of hurricanes every couple of months and waking up sleeping next to a manatee that floated into our house? Manatees are sea cows. There's actually a manatee county in Florida. So we'll have more on this from a financial perspective from Mike Lomas from the Financial Guys on News Radio 930 WBEN. This has actually turned into, if not an instant classic, Tanner, pretty close to it, if I say so myself. I must, on News Radio 930 WBEN. I didn't even get a harumph out of you, Tanner. Not even a harumph.
Harumph, harumph.
Thank you.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Little Bob Dylan, I believe, from Blood on the Tracks. Welcome. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah. Hey, come on. You like music too, right? Come on. It's music is the common denominator of our emotions. So welcome to the program. So we started off by talking with meteorologist Andy Parker, the first hour of the show, about this hurricane Milton, which is bearing down on the Tampa, Florida area. Then started talking to people about the, well, the age-old Buffalo question, I guess, to move to Florida or not to move to Florida. I believe Shakespeare wrote those lines way back when. I might have that a little bit confused. But in any event, we have heard calls from people who have told us stories about Florida and auto insurance rates and homeowners rates. And as I mentioned earlier, I think that wherever you are considering and whenever you are considering a move, I think it's very important to write down the pros and the cons. And of course, obviously, if you are married or have a significant other, you both had better be on the same page. Because if you're not on the same page on where you want to live, things might get a little bit dicey. And if there's one person qualified to give advice on long-lasting marriages, it's me. 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Actually, the funny thing is my first ex-wife and I are probably closer than most people after 30 years of marriage, which is really weird. So, and she'll be on, we'll get her on at some point in the not-too-distant future, Cassandra Joan Butler, our astrologer. I don't believe in it, but a lot of you do, and you love it. And even if you don't like astrology, you enjoy the repartee between the two of us. And my ex-wife pulls absolutely no punches when it comes to me. And it's rather on the fun side, I must say. So Mike Lomas is with us of the Financial Guys. Tanner is going to pull him up because we are inviting your telephone calls. If you have questions about your own finances with respect to how do you know what move is right for you? And I think the answer is different for everybody, quite frankly. Mike Lomas, by the way, is part of the Financial Guys, and the Financial Guys radio show is 1 to 3 every Saturday on News Radio 930 WBEN. And Mike, my mother was glued. Well, she was glued to the radio station, but she was especially glued to your program, and it gave her a lot of joy and a lot of laughs and made her think, like, you know what? I'm not alone in how I view politics. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. So, Mike, getting back to it, can we talk about, let's just say, a working couple, okay? The man, the woman, or the man and the man, the woman, and the whatever, it doesn't matter to me. I'm a libertarian on those fronts. But you've got a couple, let's say the gross annual income is 50, let's say $100,000 or thereabouts. What are some of the considerations and concerns that those people should have in mind as they contemplate a move to Florida?
Can I, before I answer that, let me just say this before I forget. If we think for one second that Florida has higher insurance costs, whether it's auto or home, and that's not coming to a state near you, you are smoking something that maybe the rest of us should share, because those rates are going to come to New York. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You know, the other day there was a story about some illegal immigrants that got pulled over. Of course, the car wasn't registered. They didn't have a license, of course, no insurance, and they had a dead deer in the back of the truck that they were going to, I don't know, eat, I guess, with a few cans of beers in the back. If you don't think, or anybody listening to this doesn't think that you're eventually going to pay for that, you will, right? That risk is going to start getting priced into insurance companies. Oh, and by the way, Adirondack, which is a company who did a lot of homeowners and a lot of auto insurance around here in the Western New York area, they just pulled out of New York. And you said something very important before, Tom. It's about competition, right? It's about supply and demand when it comes to housing prices. Well, the same is true with insurance. So I will bet you a beer. I'll bet you a good beer, like a Heineken or a Red Stripe or something, that we will be able to have this show 5 years from now, and it will be, well, New York State has just outperformed Florida in the cost of doing insurance. I'll say that because Florida has a very proactive, fiscally conservative governor, And I do believe that they're going to figure that out. I don't know whether they have to set up some kind of a pool or whatever, but I would bet that if they don't figure that out, these prices are going to catch up. Now, to your question,
but can't we forgive me as I interrupt you answering my initial question, but can't we count on the state insurance regulators to protect the consumer, Mike?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was a serious question. Sorry.
It was actually a sarcastic question, but
yeah.
You know
what's funny, Tom, is many of them are going to retire in Florida.
I know. That's another subject altogether, but let's get back to what you were going to say that I interrupted turns interrupting each other, but it's okay cuz we're friends and we can do that. So, go ahead.
Trained professionals. Yeah. You know, there's something that we haven't talked about, which is family, right? I mean, a lot of us are here because of family. And, you know, as clients will come in and they'll say, Mike, you know, can I sit down with you almost like a therapy session? And I'm like, well, I'm a financial guy. I'm not a therapist, but I can't put a dollar amount on how important it is for you to be able to pop over to your mom or dad's if they're in town, or your brother or your sister, or even your long-term friends that, you know, I've got buddies that I went to high school with, and, you know, I race cars. I'm at my buddy Joe's shop, you know, twice a week. And so there's a dollar value that I can't put on that, but it's really important to a lot of people. And I get that. Right. And so sometimes it's not all about money, but I got to be honest, this state, and especially with COVID, they started to say to people, hey, look at, as I write down that list you're talking about, okay, my property taxes are less in Florida. There's no state tax. I'm going to pay a little more with my insuring my home and my auto. Let's look at all the bottom line of that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to go out to a restaurant and enjoy time with my family. Oh, my mom or dad is stuck in a nursing home, or my aunt is stuck in a nursing home. I haven't been able to see her for 2 years, and I don't want that to happen to me. Right. And for everybody out there says, oh, that doesn't happen. We have thousands of clients. I talk to all different types of people all day. I'm constantly popping in and out of meetings. And I can tell you, this is what I'm hearing. The concerns of, I don't want that to be me next. And, you know, when it comes to business, safety is number one. And Western New York, there is no better example of that than Buffalo, New York. You know, we paid a little bit north of $2 million for the piece of property we have in Amherst, New York. And I'm very proud of that building. We put a lot of time and effort into it. We try to keep it as nice as possible. Unlike most of the liberals I know, we plant trees every year there. I can tell you that same office I would have been able to buy for about $50,000 on the east side of Buffalo. But there's only one reason I decided to spend $2 million instead of $50,000, and that's safety. I didn't want my clients to say, Mike, I'm not going to visit you. I'm sorry, but I don't feel safe. I didn't want my staff, which oftentimes is there sometimes at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, especially this time of year. It's Medicare season. We have people coming in and out at 9 and 10 o'clock at night sometimes. I wanted them to be safe. And so I paid a huge premium in comparison to buying that same piece of property in the east side of Buffalo, and it was all about safety. And as you know, you're a history buff. When they come for your guns and when they're threatening to take your guns, that ends up not being safe, right? And so, again, a lot of people, as they put that checklist down, are now going, boy, you know what? I make $100,000 a year, and it's not really that much different. However, boy, what if somebody breaks into my house and I'm going to defend myself? You know, how is that going to end up, right? I have a business. You know, in Florida, when they started looting, the governor and many of the local town mayors and certainly the police and the sheriff said, hey, if you break into a building, you break into a business, and they shoot you, that's on you. That's not them. And, in fact, many of the sheriffs said, we encourage people to do that. Well, guess what happened? There wasn't really any looting down in the state of Florida. Here, it's the opposite. You break into somebody's business and you start stealing stuff. In fact, some of these left-wingers say, well, as long as it's not less than $1,000 or $950, don't worry about it, right? So there's just all these different factors that come into play, including many of us needing a therapist by the time we're done living here for so many years. And I always joke and say, well, if it's about family, then we should all pack up and move together. But that's probably a different show.
I'm just amazed that Florida hasn't capsized yet with all the people coming from elsewhere, in particular New York to Florida. Let's get some calls on from Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys. And we're talking about the financial aspect of, hey, do you move to Florida or don't you? Because maybe some of you had plans, and now with these hurricanes, you're thinking, maybe not. Here is Joe in East Aurora. Tanner will bring up Joe to make my life easier.
Hey,
Joe,
hey,
you're on
topic,
with Mike
guys.
Lomas. Hello.
I've listened to the financial guy on the weekends, and good to bring him in here on the week. Question being, I always wanted to be a snowbird, Mike. But the thing is I own a house up here, paid for. And between the taxes and the insurance and the utilities, right now, it's like $2,000 a month, 2024. $2,000 a month between the taxes, insurance, and the utilities, which is insane. I'm in the Iroquois School District, which they think everybody's got a money tree that they just, every year they want more money on top of the school budget, and they voted in. So like
they're
right
one of the cheaper
the
ones. They're the cheapest.
They're pushing like $7,000. Okay. So what I'm thinking is, where are they going to be in 5 and 10 years from now, Mike? What would you think? If I'm paying $7,000 now, will they be 10, 11, 12?
Yeah, I drag race cars for fun, and I would say get your safety belts ready because it's coming. You cannot have a system where you have 30% of the top people paying the bills leaving in the last 3 years and them refusing to cut a penny, in fact, increasing budgets. The result of that is going to be higher taxes. By the way, you're in a district, I think that's like number one in the state as far as the most cost effective. So, you know, bring up your property in Amherst and see what that would cost you.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate the call. I mean, one thing is for sure, we'll just say that, look, number one, New York is not going to cut spending. Number two, the politics of New York State are not going to change. In fact, this is going to become an even bluer state. So that's one thing that, again, I think you need to put into your list as you put the pros and cons together of, and it's not just Florida. Florida, obviously, let's put it this way. Nobody listening to this show does not. Everybody listening to this show has somebody in Florida they know. Family, friends, everybody. And you go to Florida, and it doesn't take long in conversation to meet somebody who is from Western New York. It's very, very, it's a very quick thing that happens. So let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here's George in Orchard Park. George, welcome. You're on with Mike Lomas. Mike, please go ahead. I'm sorry, George, go ahead, please. Yeah, go ahead, quickly, please. Okay, this is clearly this is not going to work, Tanner. I'm sorry, it just isn't. It just isn't going to work out. You know, there are other factors, and you touched on those earlier, Mike Lomas, and people need to make decisions on moving for themselves. For some people, family is very important. Children not wanting to switch schools, and then the grandchildren come along, and people want to be around for their grandchildren. Everybody has their own calculus. Everybody has things that are important to them in terms of moving. I want to throw a curveball question at you because we've been talking about Florida for obvious reasons and everything kind of tied together in a nice little knot there. But more and more Americans, as I read, are becoming expats. When they retire, they're not staying in the United States, not Florida, not Texas. They're moving to places like Spain and Portugal, and I know Belize was big for a while. Panama is a great deal. What are your general thoughts on becoming an expat when you retire, or if you're a digital nomad?
Well, I said money is like water, and so is freedom. I think you're going to see people continue to go to places where they're left alone. And that means smaller government, less government intervention. You know, don't tell me what to do and let me protect myself and my family. And I think, you know, the places around the world that are going to, that's why America was great, right? You could come here, you could be yourself, and you could defend yourself. And a lot of us feel like we're losing that. So I think you're going to continue to see that, especially with technology. You know, one of the biggest negatives to New York State right now is that for a long time we were so dependent on Wall Street, right? And New York State was dependent on it, but New York State could abuse Wall Street. You know, prior to the internet and the operating system and Zoom, if you had an idea, Tom Bowerly has an idea, you come to me and you say, Mike, I need $100 million. I've just created the greatest coffee cup ever. And I say, Tom, that is the greatest coffee cup ever. I love it. We would have to fly to New York City. We would pitch money managers. We'd fly back to Buffalo. We'd fly back there again. and we would try to bring, you know, be able to get Wall Street to gather money for us. Well, now you don't need to do that. You can simply go on a Zoom, right? More money managers are now living in Palm Beach, Florida than they are Wall Street in New York State, right? So that should tell you something about what they feel like, you know, where the money should go. And so I think you're going to continue to see this movement. And, you know, the sad thing is so goes America, so goes the world, right? And I think that's really the tough part is you always went to America for freedom and said, where do you go now? Canada? Oh, yeah, no, there's a communist running that place too. So,
I mean, obviously,
harder and harder.
Yeah, being an expat, digital nomad, or retiree, you'd best do your homework. Mike, I have so many questions here that I just don't have time to get in, so I'm glad you actually did join us earlier because we only scratched the surface, and I'm sure that we shall have an opportunity to talk at a future date about general issues. Plus, people can check you out or at least listen to your show. 1 until 3 every Saturday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys, thank you for joining us. And next time, we got to spend some time talking about cryptocurrency and your take on that.
Always an honor to be on with you. And now that I got your cell phone, I throw your name out all the time as, you know, hey, this is my good buddy Tom. So I'm in that circle now.
Well, be careful to whom you say that. It might people might automatically turn their back and walk away from you, Mike. Mike,
well,
thanks a million.
They already do. So I'm
oh,
good
geez.
With it, Tom.
Tough crowd, man.
It,
tough crowd.
We'll walk,
thanks.
We'll walk together.
Keel haul that man. Thank you. It's from right. Charles Lawton movie. Thank you very much, Mike Lomas.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.